Want to steal a world's hottest gummy bear?
Cummy bear?
Cummy bear?
What?
Cummy bear.
What's the recipe of cummy bear?
I think you know.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money front sucker on the humble that gets in my way. So I tell you what, when your so-called revolution starts, you call me.
Oh, no.
Now we break down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantimino-powered podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Beaded Curtain District. Your star players, Gemini Jackson, the Burrito Bandito, Brian McFly, and Arthur Dude.
Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, somewhere the Quantimino with the model of the millennium, Brian McFly.
Hey.
And our resident hyena, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
The Burrito Bandito.
Yo.
Joins us from the other side of the glory hole. Now, let's get this party started with Double X Quantimino. Dynamite. Top of the hour.
Bidding wars.
Your bidding wars.
Bidding wars.
Tell us about this.
Does anybody eBay around here anymore? Like, really get into the auctions?
I don't think I've done an auction.
Maybe some Heritage.
Oh, wow. In a long time.
I do auctions.
Yeah, let's talk about it, Burrito.
Sorry, I got distracted.
Sour cream.
There's like a moldy cup here. Never mind. I shouldn't even brought
you
it
You are the moldy cup.
You're a moldy cup.
I haven't auctioned in a while.
How about you, Brian?
I just buy it now. You've never auctioned?
No.
Wow.
It doesn't interest me.
Too much pressure?
I don't want to. You give me a price, I'll pay it. Or I won't.
Or you won't.
So do you look at eBay much?
Yeah, I have put in bids, but I'm not watching it. I'm not interested. If I win, I win. If I don't, I don't.
Wow. And it doesn't juice it for you?
No juice. I'm not a gambler. I'm not a negotiator.
I'm like a half juicer.
Oh, I was born gambling, man.
It's rambling.
I used to do eBay a lot more.
Yeah. It started sucking circa 2001.
When they started charging tax.
Damn.
And more shipping.
Oh, man, yeah. For the most part, eBay is what I use for bicycle parts now. If I'm going to buy something off of eBay, a lot of times it's like vintage bike parts.
If you had me guess, what is that?
We're just jamming.
Oh, okay. Are you calling them
Or occasionally some like comic book stuff.
Okay. I would guess that. When you said the bicycle part thing, I was going to say that if I had like 100 guesses, I wouldn't have guessed that's what you were going to say.
Are you guys familiar with a bicycle song?
Bicycle.
Yeah.
Bicycle.
I don't like it.
Have you seen the music video?
I like to ride my bicycle.
That's a bad song, right?
That's a great video.
I don't like it.
I think it's a bad song,
just
though,
watch
right?
Watch the video. Change your mind.
Are there titties?
A lot of them.
Okay. I do like it now.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it.
Back to bidding wars.
Yeah. eBay doesn't juice it for Brian McFly.
No, I get no juice.
There's two other places that
Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, my God.
They bid on Facebook Market?
Oh, he goes to Kijiji.
He goes to the fucking Quantimino, guys.
No, Facebook Marketplace is just people listing.
Where else are you bidding, Burrito?
I am bidding on Yahoo Japan Auctions. YJA.
Yeah.
And I'm bidding on a vintage movie poster.
Yahoo Japan looks like fucking Yahoo did in like 1996, dude.
A lot of Japan looks like old
Holy
internet.
Shit, man. This is...
It's great, right?
This is bringing you back to the computer lab, bruh.
To the masturbatorium?
Yeah, no, I can't. First of all, I didn't masturbate in the 90s.
You didn't masturbate until the turn of the century?
Yeah, I would say
turn of the millennium?
I would say Y2K is when I started masturbating.
Y2K?
Yeah,
well,
man.
The end of the world.
Whoa!
Yeah, I was like, dude.
No, that's God backdated it to Y2K because you started masturbating.
I don't understand.
He's punishing us for your sins.
Okay, I still don't understand. So wait, can you explain this to me?
Yeah.
Like, just like from God step knows, by step.
God knows that you're going to start masturbating at a certain time.
Yeah.
And then he told everybody Y2K.
I see.
That's when the world's going to end.
Uh-huh.
Because
that's when
a baby boy is going to be born.
Look, I don't want to tell God how to do his job, but I think he was putting way too much importance on me rubbing my damn pud.
He gave you the opportunity not to.
He did, and I tried not. I really did try not to. There was like a year. No, it wasn't that long. I would say probably 3 to 6 months where I wanted to jerk off, and I was aware that I wanted to jerk off, and I didn't for Jesus. And then after that time, I was watching some like Skinamax on...
And you can't help it.
No, and what I would do is I would like jerk off and just hold in the...
The cum?
Hold in the cum, because that's the bad part. The bad part is like
you're just edging.
Yeah, I was edging, but like it hurts.
Well, yeah.
But edging, normally you like come at the end. I was like edging and I would like
stop.
Do the thing. I would get to the point of coming and keep it in.
There was a precipice.
Then one night I let it out.
And you had the urethral control.
Into your hand?
No, onto my bed.
Whoa.
Oh, wow. How'd you explain that one?
Well, I mean, there were, you know. There was
you wiped it up.
No one asked. Mom didn't ask.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah, she didn't want to know. Well, don't ask questions to answer.
Maybe it was a nocturnal emission.
That's right. Perfect crime.
Perfect crime. I didn't hear about, I mean, I didn't hear about nocturnal emissions until later in life.
Yeah, I'd never done one.
Me neither. It seems awesome.
Burrito, did you ever do a nocturnal emission?
I think so.
A nocturnal transmission?
Of the one-arm scissor?
Wow.
Cut away!
So, okay, so bidding wars. Was there a situation, did you bid on something? What made you think of this?
Yeah, Art. What the fuck, man?
Oh, I like to make you explain why you bring something in. I don't know if you know that or not.
We just went down that trail. Like, I just wanted to know
a heads up. I'm charging my phone.
Your consumer behavior when it comes to things that are not a set price, to where in order to get one of these, you would have to, like a house, for example.
Uh-huh.
That's the biggest bidding war, right?
Yeah.
Not the biggest. I would think like a corporation or something would be one of the biggest.
If it's desirable.
Some people enjoy that. They say, oh, there's a nice little negotiation coming up. I hate it. I'm like, I don't want to do this.
I am a buy it now kind of guy, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I definitely look for the lowest price possible. You know what I mean? And if there is like a, you know, a small bidding war, I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'll play around.
If it's low stakes, I don't mind. If I'm buying like a damn
corporate takeover.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. If I'm doing that.
Hostile takeover. If people's lives are at stake, that's where the juice is.
That is where the juice is.
Bursting at the seams.
Or if I'm buying,
Speaking of juice!
If I'm buying a person, though, dude.
Yeah, right?
Like the most dangerous
game.
What if you were buying a princess?
Speaking of princess, God, Avril Lavigne.
Sex slavery. Okay, Avril Lavigne.
Yeah. Pop punk princess.
Pop
punk's princess or pop punk's queen.
Can I get a third?
Help us out,
answer?
Brian.
I have a third answer, which is fucking industry plant. the original industry plant.
I don't know if she's original.
Well,
in that scene,
my generation's first industry plan. Well, besides, really? Well, not really, because then it was Backstreet Boys. I did like when
Paramore.
I first. I think I've said this on the show before. When I first heard, what was it, Skater Boy? No, Complicated. I heard that song and I was like, damn, this song rules.
Oh, wow.
And I still think it rules, but I was talked out of it by my cool skater friends. They were like, this song.
They said,
gay,
see you later,
dude.
Boy.
Yeah, they said, see you later, boy, to me, dude.
Wow. They stopped hanging out with you because you liked Avril Lavigne.
No, they gave me a choice to talk to.
To do drugs.
To deny my bae.
Oh, no.
Three times. And I did. I said, no, Avril sucked. And I didn't mean it.
You know, if
three
you,
times I didn't mean
if
it.
If you had never said that, you'd be married to her today. What do you think?
I know, dude.
Would you take that?
Yeah, I would. I'd marry her. Have you seen her recently? She looks like a trashy Florida mom.
There must be some crazy SEO going on because. I put in pop punk queen in the search engine over here, and and it says Avril Lavigne, like she's like the whole front page, and I'm like, that's crazy.
Is her team optimizing the term pop punk queen?
No,
or maybe she earned it, guys.
No,
don't you want to be on that side?
Who else would it be?
Agent M.
Who else would it be? Paramore?
No, I hate her.
Nah.
You'd rather give it to Avril.
I'd give it to Avril, even though she's an industry plant. I like it.
Well, Paramore is also.
Yeah, absolutely.
Plant,
but
so.
Avril Lavigne never, I don't think she claimed to not be Paramore. She seems like someone that would deny that she's an industry plant. If you really nailed down Avril Lavigne on this, she would say, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Canadian.
I'm Canadian. What do you expect?
Can't lie to you. It's in our constitution.
Also, I love that song. It's
my pop punk queen is
damn
cold nights. What are we saying? Who's your pop punk queen? Gwen Stefani?
No, it's fucking Puffer Tsunami Bomb.
It's got to be Agent M.
Agent M?
What?
Agent
Convince
M.
Convince me
yeah.
with
Tsunami
one
bomb.
Song. Convince me with one
no,
song.
No, you can't.
Come on.
It's
name the song.
It's not convincible.
Do we all want our own pop punk princess?
Who's your pop punk princess, Brian?
No, I meant like in real life.
Just a troubled ute.
Yeah.
That likes to cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That wears
I think we all. I think
little
we're
rabble
all,
rouser.
I think we're all looking for a pop punk princess.
Maybe a queen at this point.
Yeah. Well.
Who's your pop punk princess?
I can't even think of any other
Then it's Avril Lavigne.
It's Avril Lavigne.
How right. about Who's Rachel yours? Lee it's Cook always been as Apple Josie and Josie and the Pussycats?
That's pretty good.
She's definitely an industry
Or Rachel Lee Cook in the Newfound Glory video.
Right, right.
God.
What or Janine Lee Cook and Linda
Moore. She doesn't even have to play music.
What right? about Janine Garofalo?
No, no.
On the cover Lindemore. Of Enema of the State?
Yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah.
She could be pop punk. Well,
she an adult film star?
Uh-huh. Sucking dicks.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Amongst other things.
But sucking adult dick on films?
Mm-hmm. That's why it's called adult films.
That's what I...
No kid dick.
Maybe after sucking all that dick, you might get thirsty.
Okay.
You got some beef, Art?
Yeah, man. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it, Art. The Arbiter. Come on out. Come
drink
on down.
Drink upcharge.
It's time for arbitration.
10 cents on a drink you're already paying.
I don't understand.
$2.99 on.
Why is there an upcharge? Because it's a specific drink?
Are you talking about tax? Are you just now learning about tax?
Yeah. Let's talk.
Well, let's talk about that.
Let me bring up Sonic again. I'm bringing up fucking Sonic. You want some?
When are you going to learn your damn lesson?
Oh, because you got an add-in.
Right.
You got the flavor.
I'm just saying they should just have a flat rate and like whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, syrup, bitch. Take some of my Dr. Pepper syrup out and put that cherry in.
Are
if you
losing
gonna charge
anything
me.
With a cherry squirt?
10 cents.
And your cherry.
Boom. Oh, wow.
I didn't know they charge for that.
They do,
the
man.
Flavors.
Yeah, man.
Pieces of shit. How do you feel about it?
And that's just one example.
10 cents, it's hard to complain about it, but I know it's not hard for
on
you,
a
Arthur.
Fundamental
so
level.
Petty.
You're petty.
All of them are petty. You know who's petty? Tom's petty.
Repetitive. I used to like getting... an unsweet tea with a squirt of the lime. And then they started charging. They started doing the upcharge, and I'm like, I'm not going to Sonic anymore.
So you're on this same page.
Because it was barely worth it to go to Sonic.
It's really the principle.
Yeah. Wow. And everyone is 10 cents away from not going to Sonic anymore.
Yeah. Everybody's 10 cents away from not going somewhere, right?
That's
not really. I mean, there's some places you can get, they'll do 10 cents. I mean, like, there's certain places. Chick-fil-A? I don't know. I'm trying to think of what's...
Isn't there a Chinese company called
They're
going to
start charging you 10 cents for Chick-fil-A sauce.
I think I'd still do it.
Yeah,
I mean, there's certainly...
But
Sonic...
Too.
Yeah, Sonic is lukewarm.
They're teetering, dude.
They were already 10 cents
away. The razor's
edge. Oh, wow.
Speaking of teetering, let's talk about gender popcorn.
What's gender popcorn?
Gender popcorn.
I actually just misread the word. It was gender pronoun.
Oh, I see.
But then I thought...
Popcorn's better.
Yeah. If you saw gender popcorn, what would you think that was?
Blue. And pink popcorn.
Yeah, it's like a gender reveal party. And
they have a microwave bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
They don't know what color the
kernels?
The popcorn's actually going to be. So they put it in the microwave and they open it up portable.
That sounds like some selling point. That sounds like a selling point.
Ooh, blue raspberry popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
That might be good.
Pink lemonade popcorn.
That's when you get into that gourmet popcorn, and I could care less about that shit.
There's a whole store by my house dedicated to gourmet popcorn.
Sounds like a damn loss
they
leader.
Vandalized
you
it.
You think so? No. It wasn't vandalized. They're expanding.
What?
They're doing so good with this popcorn.
She convinced Daddy to buy her a second store? Or do you think
Daddy said, no, let's just make this one bigger.
Well, really? Oh, expanding.
I don't want
I
you to divide your attention.
I thought
attention.
You meant expanding and
telling me it's
business.
Not a money laundering scheme.
I mean, if they're laundering money, they're doing it really well.
Through popcorn.
Right.
Why are I don't get it. I don't believe it. I don't buy it.
Burrito.
No one buys it.
I think people buy it. Burrito.
What?
Tell us about popcorn and how much you're willing to pay for it.
Yeah. What kind of premium? Popcorn premium.
I don't really like popcorn that much.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
No one likes it that much.
Even the cheese one?
And people like popcorn, but no one likes it that much.
Yeah.
Some people do.
I like kettle corn. Like that sweet and salty.
That's the worst fucking
that
popcorn.
That is the worst fucking one.
Like Cracker Jack?
No.
It's just sugar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Popcorn with sugar
I like
is kettle corn.
I like kettle corn.
No, out. I'm out.
Oh, chicken fries.
Yeah. Get your booty on the floor tonight. Make my day.
Is that what you had in mind, gender popcorn?
Yeah, it was just a riff.
Okay, cool. Guesstimation unknown.
Guesstimation unknown, bitch.
Groceries. Tell us about groceries, Art.
I'm going to bring up a grocery item, and I want you to tell me how much you think it is.
Damn, what fucking price is right in this bitch?
Yeah, just one item. Quick topic. You guys ready?
Yeah, go ahead. Is this Price is Right, but it's like a comment on inflation and Joe Biden?
Not quite.
Okay. Are we gonna be surprised at the prices?
Maybe. We'll see.
Okay, let's do it.
Bitch.
Damn.
All right, the item we have up for bidding.
Astroglide.
Store brand, grade A, eggs, five dozen.
Store brand is generic?
It's a box.
All right, Burrito, what's your guess?
Five dozen?
Yeah.
I got mine.
I also have mine.
Oh, like, $12.98.
Damn it.
$12.98 says space.
Mine was going to be 11.
Mine was going to be 12.
Wait, you guys are on dollars and cents?
Yeah.
Like on the dollar?
12.
11.01.
So Gemini Jackson's saying like a dollar a dozen.
No.
You said 12. Oh,
yeah. But it's five dozen. Fool.
My bad. How much is each egg?
240.
Anyways, we'll talk
and
about
then
it later.
20 cents an egg?
You guys are way low.
Whoa.
What?
What do you mean way?
Okay, 15.
Is this $20?
$17.87.
No, where?
Okay,
no, where the fuck?
Everywhere.
No, sometimes.
What, at Randall's?
No, there was some kind of chicken fuck up. That really fucked up the chicken market. And bullshit. Even the single dozen eggs is like $4.
Yeah!
I haven't bought eggs in a while.
Yeah.
Not since the great chicken
you
mishap
don't have to
of
buy,
2022.
Just take a look.
I don't even go down the egg aisle anymore.
Yeah, fuck you, eggs.
I just get Just Egg delivered on Amazon Prime.
By Wayne?
Yeah, Wayne himself.
Does he show up twisted?
Wayne comes to my house, he said, yo, you need some more egg? I'm like, no, Wayne, what the fuck, man?
If you guys...
How'd you get my address?
If you're listening to this and you understand this reference, then you're the biggest Lamp City fan on the face of the earth.
You're our first return listener. Congratulations, you are our first return listener.
You'll be like, oh yeah, I remember that time that Arthur got really pissed at this innocuous commercial with
it's
Wayne.
A troll, bitch.
This benign...
Benign ass commercial.
JB Smoove.
Yeah, it's memorable.
But yeah, fuck eggs, dude. I don't need eggs.
Burrito, you eat a lot of eggs?
I do like eggs, but fuck them.
I do. I mean, not a lot.
How much was your last dozen?
I just buy
you'd buy six at a time, watch.
I don't know.
He buys them at the farmer's market six at a time.
Oh, he doesn't
like $12.
All right, listen to this guy. He buys them by the dozen, but he doesn't even look at the price.
Whoa!
He just picks them up.
Yeah. Do you have a certain one?
What's
you
your
go
money
to?
Bags?
Eglin's Best?
Gravitate.
Store brand. Hill Country Fair, I think.
Nice.
Hill Country Fair is not store brand.
Is that Walmart?
No.
HEB. What's Walmart? Oh,
Great Value.
And Equate.
Yeah.
Equate.
Yeah, that's their medicine.
You know why they picked that name, right? Because it's pretty much equal to the other shit.
Thank you.
You can equate this to
that's
other
true.
Products.
That's
hey,
true.
Think about it. Equate.
Yeah.
This is just as good.
It's similar, if not better, maybe worse.
Compare to.
Right. Speaking of compare, you have 1 hour.
All right. You just got fucking shit canned. Security's waiting for you, and they're counting on their timer. You got 1 hour to get the fuck out of here, and you got all kinds of shit you need to gather up.
And you got to take a shit in every single office.
Yeah, sure.
How are you going to do that? It's hard. You got to pinch it off.
Always be prepared.
Always keep shit in your butt.
Have those shit bags ready to go.
If I have one advice to the listeners, it's to always keep shit in your butt.
Hey, can you backtrack some Slam City trope shit? I feel like we've talked about this already.
Shit in your butt?
Shitting on your boss's desk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Anybody? Nobody?
I mean, Burrito might.
Like paying someone to do that?
Yeah, you brought that up, and we were saying it's illegal. And you're
it's
like,
no. It's a biohazard.
You're like, what if it's not? And then we're like, okay, let's play this game. And then you had all these stipulations, but you were saying we were going to provide this service where we rappel from the ceiling, butt-ass naked with a ski mask on.
Mission
and
impossible.
Shit on somebody's desk. And I believe we were only charging $57. Pre-tax. So, you know, there's that. That's it. That's the trope.
That's nice.
I don't think I was out here for that.
Yeah.
Okay. How was I really?
I mean... Define here.
Yeah.
What is this, amateur hour?
I think I was present in that moment. I was present.
No, Burrito remembers.
He was present, but knee deep in poontang.
Yeah, you think that's an issue? It was
probably.
It was clouding my damn judgment.
Your fucking mind, dude.
Yeah, see, you got to save
the
nuts.
It was a no-girl zone.
It makes you
weaken. We said boys only on the door. This is a fucking pillow fort we're recording from.
Yeah!
This is the pillow fort.
The pillow fort's
boys
not a
only
bad...
presents pillow fort!
Boys only presents
pillow fort. Studios isn't bad, dude, for this.
I think a movie called Boys Only Presents Pillow Fort is markedly different than you guys are imagining.
18 gay cowboys
sucking your cock.
Wow, that was a quick sound drop, dude.
Did you guys care much about that?
What's that?
Like, 1 hour?
Yeah, Panic at the Disco.
It's like, what do you grab first?
I guess. I don't know. I would just like try to download my shit as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And hopefully have a backup ready and just slip that through.
Yeah.
Well, download what shit?
All your shit, man.
I don't understand.
Pixel Yo Mama on the subway.
You know, your personal items.
Okay.
Your personal effects. Right, like, so, if you have stuff on your work computer,
and if I, so, but,
that's your personal product.
Yeah, like, you kind of move
Arthur
in.
Arthur is saying that I have a Dropbox, a secret Dropbox folder, where Deborah is getting railed on a subway.
No, I have that Dropbox.
He said Google Drive.
Monkeys out
Google
of
Drive,
file,
not Dropbox. Wasn't, yeah.
It's a OneDrive account.
Okay, but the that's not the important part. Thank you.
It's not? Oh, I thought the service
The important part is my mom getting railed out
on a subway
and Arthur jerking off to it in his office.
He wasn't jerking off to it.
Oh, man.
He's just distributing it. Yeah. He's kind of like the mailing list admin.
Middleman.
I'm the fappening for your mom.
No, dude. That's fucked up.
He's the mailing list admin.
Really?
Yeah.
You administrate the MailChimp for my mom on a subway?
Yeah, man. I got to post
How many? Weekly. Give us a count.
There's got to be dozens.
There's count 17.
Count of how many subscribers?
Yeah.
They're in the thousands, man.
Wow, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
More than
local.
I thought.
All local.
It's local singles in your area.
Within a 20-mile radius.
Everywhere you go, you go...
It says fucking 5 minutes.
Oh, man. Hot sing.
Do you think
horny
you've seen
moms.
That many penises in your life?
Yes.
You think
too
so?
Many.
No, really.
Yeah, and porn. What do you mean?
I mean, you count that. Every single different one counts as one.
Yeah.
You think you've seen thousands of penises at
Wait,
this
hold
point?
On. Let me get this straight. Every dick I've seen counts as a dick
as
I've
a
seen?
Dick you've seen?
Unless you've seen it multiple times in multiple scenes, that only
That's
counts
thing,
as one.
That's the thing, though. I think sometimes there's... I mean...
Yeah, the same stunt cock.
I think
the
it's
same,
the dude.
Yeah.
The dude is kind of the... The thing that ties it all
you
together.
Just sit your little sexy right? ass down.
So you got Johnny Sins. You got Dredge.
Dredge?
Is that his name?
Yeah, Peter Dredge. North.
You got Peter North.
Jesse James or whatever his name is.
Jesse.
This guy?
Jesse James from...
American Chopper?
No. Yeah. I think of someone else. Oh, James.
Jesse, Holmes?
James.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
The Tentacle.
No.
Ron Jeremy.
The Hedgehog.
Ron Jeremy, RIP, dude, rotting in jail for his sins.
Right.
Too much puss.
Insatiable.
God that, smote
it's
him.
It's crazy. That guy's crazy.
Yeah. Like the criminal.
Well, I mean, look
sex
at
sex criminal.
Number one, look at the dude, right?
Yeah.
And he got all this hot box.
I know, dude. He was tempting fate.
Yeah.
He should have, I mean, he couldn't, he.
There's
he,
laurels.
He was a you monster. Rest upon him. He looked like a monster. Mm-hmm. He could have just gotten tons of women consensually.
Right.
He just, he couldn't keep his hand out of the cookie jar, dude.
We got
Burrito, are you running and grabbing some shit? What are you looking for first? Is it your Godzilla collection?
Mm. No, I mean,
your teacup?
I don't have any at work.
He's smart.
Yeah, I guess I put all my mugs and
his mugs?
Clean up my desk.
My motherfuckers.
Yeah.
You sound sad.
Yeah, man.
Would you be bawling?
He's fired.
I think the day Burrito gets canned from his job... It's going to be the best day of his life.
It's going to be the first day of his life.
First day of the rest of your life.
Yeah, man.
What do you think?
Inspiring. Do you feel inspired, Burrito?
Yeah, man. That's the first 5 minutes of your biopic, dude, is getting fired.
Yeah.
And the rest of it.
So
your biopic's called 5 Minutes Turkish.
your biopic starts with you're packing your desk up and you're saying, and then
life
it's a voiceover.
Over.
You're probably wondering how I got here.
Nah. The hot chick has to be waking up from bed and then the indentation of where Burrito was laying and it's an aerial view shot.
It's just foil wrapper on the fucking on the bed.
I mean, what was that line you said?
Just a big foil wrapper on the bed. Oh,
I guess you're wondering how I got here, how I had sex with a woman.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked her and she said yeah.
And she said maybe.
Movie over. Oh, yeah.
That's the subtitle to the Burrito's movie. It's just she said maybe.
How romantic.
That's the lead. She said maybe.
And then before the credits
gets you
roll,
juiced.
She asks, "Are you gonna be the one that saves me?"
That's called Wonderwall.
Yeah, man.
Print it.
Schmaltz.
Do you guys know what schmaltz is?
Yeah, man.
Tell us about it, Brian. I've never heard of this stuff.
It's being overly sentimental.
Really?
Oh, really?
That's not.
I thought it was Schlitz malt liquor.
Oh.
We all have a different answer. What do you got, Brian?
The correct answer. The correct answer is that it's over sentimentality.
Schmaltz liquor.
That was your answer too.
It's malt liquor.
Yeah, that's Schlitz. Right. Is Schlitz malt liquor?
Schlitz malt liquor, yeah. But schmaltz is overly sentimental, huh?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, what were you thinking?
I was thinking.
Did you just, are you just using the show as Google?
Yeah, man.
You could just Google it and not bring it to the show.
Why don't you just be Google?
Okay.
Schmaltz.
What made you think of it?
Chicken fat.
What?
It's another name for chicken fat.
Is it really?
Yeah, see, now I'm just enlightening you guys again.
Schmaltz.
I guess.
Fat?
Oh yeah, rendered chicken or goose fat. It is an integral part of traditional Ashkenazi Jewish cuisine, but I guess I'm using it metaphorically. I didn't know it was a metaphorical thing. Excessive sentimentality in art or music.
And your answer was correct too.
Drippiness, mawkishness, mushiness. So mushiness. Maybe because that's the consistency of the fat.
Ah.
Sloppiness.
Whoa.
Soupiness.
Yeah. You ever been
Robert
there?
Smithiness.
Would you call them schmaltzy?
Maybe not schmaltzy, but it is steeped.
It's steeped, for sure. Falsely emotional in a maudlin way. Have you ever heard the word maudlin?
Maudlin, like a molly coddling?
I don't know what that means.
Modeling.
Molly coddles?
Molly coddling.
I just want to toss some etymology your way, guys.
Yeah, oh, I like it. That was an etymology corner.
That was!
Eddie Corner.
I think it leads nicely into the next thing, right?
Yeah, J-date.
J-date. Jim and I was asking about a date that I had with a woman. A woman. She is Jewish. That's not important. But
how many
that
times
is...
did you ask her about a Jew thing?
I let her bring it up.
Hey, look at you. Did she?
Yeah, she did. Okay. I mean,
did she start with it?
No.
Okay, she starts with it. It's a
there
problem.
Was an appropriate amount of time, I think. But
30 minutes.
Yeah, probably. I was talking. Okay. I was telling Jim and I that anytime I go on a date with a Jewish woman, I make the mistake of telling her how much I love Jews, which I do. Like I love.
Larry David
and just, you know,
Jerry Seinfeld.
Jew stuff. I love Jew stuff. Mostly right. Comedy.
He's trying to get in the biz. Looking that's, for a foothold.
That's what I always tell them. They go, and that's when they...
Can you ask your Uncle Ari?
Yeah, can you ask... Can you put in a good word for me with the cabal?
It's y'all's next meeting.
Yeah, they never like that when I say that.
Yeah. So you didn't ask her about it.
No,
she brought it up naturally.
She did, but then I did flex my knowledge.
Sure, a little too hard?
No.
Yeah, appropriate.
I don't think I turned. And she, I called her a bad Jew at one point. But whoa. She said it first. She said, okay. I'm a bad Jew. And then later on, it was a little callback.
Like, yes,
you have a smirk on your face when you said that?
Yeah, of course, you know?
Hit her with a side smile.
Yeah.
Rye.
Ooh,
a little
Jewish rye.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. I'll give you a little rye with my Jewish. Was it a good date?
It was a pretty good date.
Nice.
It's
congratulations.
Fine. It was all right.
Is there going to be a follow-up?
I met her in person, which is weird. So it's like...
It's better that way.
It was against type, dude. She was like close to my age.
Weird.
Weird.
Oh, outside the window.
Yeah. And I met her not on Tinder, so...
And she didn't have any apparent red flags, which is very weird for you.
Yeah. In fact, that's...
That's the most off type.
I might not see her again because of that.
Right. There's not enough juice, not enough heat.
She was very normal. She was very sweet. And I was just like, I'm not.
It's like, wow, you're sweet and normal. You fucking fair and balanced. And I can't have any of that in my life.
Yeah.
Because then I feel like I'm bad as a person for not having anything that you have in your life because I'm me.
And that's what I told her. And she was like, what?
And you're like, I'm me.
I'm me and you're you. It's
I'm
not going to work
you're
out.
You. And this is, yeah. I mean, if she's a nice person, stable.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. You see, that's the problem. She got expectations.
That is what it is. Isn't that the problem?
The only expectation I got is I'll be in the next town by tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm already in a relationship.
Oh.
Yeah.
Open road.
Whoa.
With the open road.
God damn. And she's a Colin.
Have you actually dropped that line, Brian McFly?
No, because that's like someone off.
Deal closer.
I will fucking drop that line.
What is it? She could be like, oh, so wet when you tell her you're fucking not committing to shit?
Really, dude, if I said that, they would be like, I'm sorry, that was so lame, I gotta go.
The only thing it's wetting up. The only thing it's wetting up is a cougar and if you're 22.
Yeah, and it's 1987.
Right. And you have a Firebird.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I would go on a second date with you.
That's what you believe, Brian.
What's that?
Brian lives his life a quarter mile at a time.
Life is a highway.
I want to ride. shining
all night long.
Wow, that was a trio.
That was a round.
Wow.
If you're going my way.
I miss my Firebird.
You miss your Firebird, Rita. What was your favorite part of your Firebird? How it never worked?
Ouch.
Wow. That's a bit of a loaded question.
It worked.
Yeah, how you dropped its engine on your thumb.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Was that your favorite part?
That was a different one.
A different engine,
that was
yeah.
a different engine, not the
but
one that was
It was going
there.
To go into there, wasn't it? Or were you just scrapping it?
No, it was just... It came with a parts car that uh-huh. other parts were going on to that car.
I see.
Yeah.
So what part do you miss most about your Firebird? Is it the memories?
I mean, I miss driving around at night uh-huh. with the windows down.
There you go.
In Roadhead!
I mean, I guess I could do that. You know
yeah,
I mean?
Hey, but, Burrito, was it the Roadhead? That's what Arthur's asking.
Was it the carbon monoxide leak?
No.
Was it leaking carbon monoxide?
It may have been. Wow. Was it the cold drives
no,
because you
no.
could, there was no insulation
I feel like
in that car?
That was the Volkswagen that was leaking the carbon monoxide.
Yeah, the Volkswagen definitely did.
Yeah.
Cavalcade of old cars.
A
this guy's a little bit of a schmaltz for him.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a nice slice of Americana I didn't know about you, Burrito.
Oh, yeah.
What color was a burrito?
Which one?
Your Firebird.
Red.
Bright orange.
Oh, my God.
Bright orange.
Brighter Damn, than the
dude.
Sun.
You strutting out there, dude.
Yeah, he had a...
You put that on the highway?
He had a vanity license plate.
Showboating.
Vanity license plate.
Can I guess your vanity license plate?
Pussy magnet.
Yep.
It was two license plates.
Yeah. The one that said pussy on it was hard to get through the DMV, but they did
but
relent.
But you had a guy on the inside.
Magnet wasn't that hard.
No. I had to use a three because another guy had it.
He's the original magnet was taken.
Where's the three?
Yeah, the E.
As an E.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
M4.
I don't know if you know this about me. I'm R-worded.
What is this, amateur?
Parentheses.
Speaking of R-word, Monster Reserve, Orange Creamsicle. Art wanted to bring this up. Art.
Oh.
Gemini Jackson had this limited edition Monster Energy drink. Tell us about it, Gemini!
It's in a black can. Orange logo. Little creamsicle slice right there. That's texturing.
What do you think reserve means in this context?
I think
because I mean whiskey, ooh, you know, nice whiskeys.
They have this Monster on the top shelf.
Okay.
Ooh, top shelf.
So it's really about location of
right.
where
it's
it is
not
in the store.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's not that they did anything special with this.
Is there a 10-cent upcharge?
Let's see. It says no juice, tea, coffee, or any tweaks to the energy blend. Monster Reserve is straight up original Monster in new amazing flavors. It's the ideal combo of the right ingredients in the right proportion to deliver the big bad buzz that only Monster can.
So they're saying it's pure.
Monster Reserve packs a powerful punch, but has a smooth, easy drinking, creamy orange sherbet flavor. You know who drinks this? Athletes, musicians, anarchists, co-eds.
They didn't say that. Co-eds. Did he say that?
World warriors, metalheads, geeks, hipsters, and bikers dig it. You will too.
I guess they're saying anyone. Doesn't matter your walk of life.
Right.
What's funny,
if
though,
if you drink,
is that they're saying this is a pure energy drink, and guess what? You don't have to worry about it. There's nothing natural about it. Coffee,
not
tea,
a goddamn
don't
thing.
Worry about it. Not in this.
No. All that other bullshit, bottle,
all that fucking
bullshit.
Nasty shit.
If it ain't chemicals, it ain't in here.
Fuck, bitch.
We don't even use water as a base no more.
We reserve the right to fuck you up.
Right. And you reserve the right to take it like a bitch. Monster.
Oh my God. I would love that kind of aggressive marketing. Monster Reserve. Fuck you.
Fuck you. We reserve the right to fuck you up. And then
and the guy goes, I reserve the right to what?
F-slur.
Not do anything about it?
Yeah. Oh, no, to take it like a bitch.
Take it like a bitch.
Which is better than not doing anything about it. It's an active process.
Julio says we're overdue.
You fucked back. You're right.
He texted me.
What do you mean? Oh, is it time to move on? Arthur noticed we were having too much fun.
Yeah, sorry,
fun
guys.
Police came.
Yeah.
All right, dude.
Hit the bricks. Lutejas Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight.
Why wait?
Julio up the diversified holdings. Flat rate, always great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or right tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
Get your booty on the floor tonight.
is the news.
This is the news.
Top of the hour, we got an 86-year-old bodybuilder who broke his own, apparently, Guinness World Book of Records.
/blog/1
Breaks his own record as oldest to compete in Japan championships. Do you see this guy? You see any pics of him?
Tell us about it, Gemini.
He's ripped.
Yeah.
He's stacked for
You think Brian will want a piece of that?
86-year-old.
Let me see. Let me look it up. Go ahead.
Are you fighting this old man?
Damn.
Fight him in
have
the
you
sack,
seen,
says
Have
Brian.
You seen a pic of this dude, Burrito?
Not getting anywhere near that guy. I'm going to rip my head off.
Yeah. Was this guy front page news on the Mainichi? Your daily newspaper
Mainichi.
Delivery?
You know what that means?
Yeah, every day.
He seems like a small man. So I think
him? Brian's calling him out.
I'm not calling him out. I'm just saying if he has some beef, then we can fucking squash it.
Come and get it.
Come and get it.
Listen in the immortal words of one Fred Durst. Come and get it.
Let's see. He says, I want to compete until I'm 90, and I'd like to set myself as an example to other grandpas and grandmas in the world by living healthy until 100. That's a positive message.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's not going to keep me from kicking your ass.
Whoa!
No matter how positive, no matter how positive of an influence you are in the world. Bullshit. Fuck you, dude.
If you're going body positivity, you're picking Lizzo over this guy, huh?
Yeah, she's just objectively more healthy and beautiful.
Speaking of beautiful.
Yeah.
Want to steal a world's hottest cummy bear?
Cummy bear?
Cummy bear?
What?
Cummy bear.
What's the recipe of cummy bear?
I think you know.
Gelatin?
Just put gelatin in a bukkake cup. That's been used by 100 dudes.
You say coffee cup?
Bukkake cup, because they sell them the specifically. When you go to when you go to the glass shopping,
yeah.
You go down and you're like, okay, I got to get my teacups.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I got to get these tall ones. I got to get the ones that are at least 16 ounces.
A tumbler?
A tumbler. And of course, the bukkake cup, which is just the big fish bowl.
It's a bowl.
It's a big fish bowl glass.
Fish bowl.
Do you need 100 dudes?
It looks like a martini glass, but it's very large.
I don't like that. It's like one of those, I feel like they have those for your change.
Desserts. Change.
Just like a wine mom on her dresser that has all her change in it. It's a big fucking martini glass.
Do people still have change?
Does Brian have the loudest mouse in the world?
Boomers do.
He's got a boomer mouse.
Tell us about the world's hottest cummy bear.
Want to steal a world's hottest cummy bear? The local pharmacy says you probably shouldn't. So basically, this kid, he stole like the hottest gummy bear, and I guess he ate it in the store.
Sure.
Yeah. And it hit him hard, and he was like sweating and just
convulsing.
Looked like in pain.
Yeah.
And he needed help.
Little boy, are you okay?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
And so they realized this is a slow day news story.
Look at this is like a gimmick, right?
A hot gummy bear?
Yeah, there's one gummy bear. But just in creative packaging?
Yeah, it's one of those like hot competition.
Challenge.
Yeah. You hate a gimmicky challenge, Arthur.
I think Art likes the hot things, though.
Oh, yeah.
The hot tests. Ones.
Does this cross-section appeal to you, Art? Would you try the world's hottest gummy bear?
It said it was 9 million Scoville.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be a pleasant experience, to be honest.
Would you try it?
I don't think
it?
That's what it's about.
I would try it.
For $7.
I think it's about not being a pussy.
For the price of the gummy bear?
Yeah. What is the price? $7.
Let's say it was $17.87.
For one gummy bear.
Yeah, that's a lot to be
but
uncomfortable.
It's like a little larger than the standard size gummy bear.
Okay.
I'll take it. If you're paying for it.
Yeah, $20, I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
I'll pay. Really?
Let's get it in there.
That doesn't interest me whatsoever.
How about you, Burrito?
I'm not going to eat the world's hottest gummy bear.
That's right, dude.
50-50. What if it was a gummy bear?
Yeah. What?
Yeah. Okay. Can I interest you in...
Yeah. I know you didn't want a spicy gummy bear. So what if
but
we
not
took
about the spice of life?
Right.
What do you mean hottest? It's
what if
like
we took the sugar out and put cum
from Brian's nutsack?
Penis? Oh, nutsack. Yeah. It doesn't even go through the penis.
No, it just lives
there. They drain
there.
It from the vas deferens.
Yeah.
I got a little, what's
no
it
penis,
called?
Yeah, penis pump. Oh, a valve.
I got a valve. And
got
then
a release
I,
valve.
I, and then the cum, where the cum lives in my body goes into my ball sack.
So you,
and I turn off the valve and I just kind of live with that. I just let it simmer a little bit.
It doesn't get tainted by the taint, you said?
No, tainted. It's not tainted.
I see.
It doesn't pass the taint.
That's where it gets tainted, apparently.
It's fucking tainted.
From his taint to your lips.
Speaking of taints...
Shampoo room remorse?
Oh my
shampoo
god.
Shampoo room.
Not even close. All right,
I got it.
Art needs to put on his reading glasses.
Yeah. I need my bifocals.
Keep it in, J Mark. Don't you
champagne
dare cut
room remorse? Men claim foul play in giant strip club bills.
Yeah, people.
This is the entirety of the hustle.
Well, yeah, and you got people like Cardi B, Bill Cosby, and guys in the champagne room. I mean,
and, lifting their shit,
lifting their damn shit, drugging them, lifting
taking
the damn
watches.
Shit. Is that what this is about?
Yeah,
what
do you guys stand
off.
With this? Where do you guys stand with this?
Oh, I don't know. Drugging a man and stealing his money? I'm against it, personally.
And it sucks for these guys because they're just too ashamed that they just want to bite
be, dude.
The bullet.
I'd say I went into the champagne room to look at some goddamn
what if you
young
said you
titties.
Got raped?
Yeah, these guys don't want to claim that they were victimized.
Right. I would. Well, I mean, you got to nut up and be a victim.
Especially if they took your rolly? Come on, man.
If they took your damn rolly, dude, you're...
Just start swinging or blasting.
If you want to be a man, you gotta fucking...
Deck a woman.
You got to deck this woman, and then you got to press charges, send her away.
Mm-hmm. Send her down.
Because if you're going to work at a full nudity club...
Oh, my God.
Then you got to...
Where are they hiding
you got to have
shit?
Some integrity.
Yeah.
is what I
exactly,
say.
Exactly, exactly. You're out here showing literally everything under God's light.
You're
I
out
need to
here
know
showing
that...
your pussy in a room. You're just in a room with a bunch of people just with your
showing
pussy out.
Showing your pussy in a room.
I mean, is that not what it is?
You're in an edifice.
What are
you're
you talking
about? You're in a building with your pussy out.
Did you talk about
out.
Just the smell, dude?
Yeah.
You mentioned the smell. Do I when you walk in?
Yeah, it hits you. It's exposed and aerated.
There's no barrier. There's no pussy barrier.
Yeah. It's crazy how much panties block.
Oh,
even
yeah.
G-strings.
Yeah, because if you get a breeze in there, dude, it hits the bare pussy.
Yeah, if the fucking AC right. kicks on. Come
that's
on,
ruining your steak and shrimp dinner that you bought for $4.99.
It's now fish and fish dinner.
Chicken fries,
the steak? And the shrimp both taste like fish. Fortunately, it's only $4.99.
Yeah, did you marinate this steak and fish?
Did you cook this with the fish? You know, I asked for it separate. I know you have two grills back there. Oh, it's okay. Yeah,
it's okay. I see. It's the aeration.
I get you.
Is that a word?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So do we want to do this next story? Or do you want to skip to the Nippon news?
They need to...
Or we could just let Burrito talk about it.
Yeah, do you have anything to say about Blink-182's reunion? Tom DeLonge is in it. At this point, when this comes out, they're about to go on tour.
They'll already be here.
They're already here, but they're about to go on tour. I'd love to see them. But what do you think about this, about Tommy Boy coming back? Do you care? Do you give a shit?
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, I didn't know he was gone, so.
Burrito's actually our biggest Blink-182 fan on the show.
Really? Well, yeah, I guess if you're just... Oh, you're just
a Fairweather fan.
I see. Well, if he, you know, you're such a fan that you just listen to the music. You don't let all that other shit get in the way.
The drama doesn't get to
you. The drama doesn't care, dude. You're just all about that music. But you would, if you were a big fan, you would have noticed that his whiny voice wasn't in the new stuff.
Burrito just thought Tom's balls dropped on the new album.
They got new stuff?
Jesus Christ. I think they do. I don't even know.
What's your island song? The beer song.
What's your Blink-182 Island
fuck
song?
Up, she said.
I think I have a beer song. What is that one called? The Carousel?
That's a beer song, dude. Carousel's a beer song.
It is a beer song. It's a deep cut.
That's not like Cheshire Cat.
It's Mother's Day.
It is there.
Right? Because it's on Buddha?
There's a version on Buddha, yeah.
Oh, yeah, those Benoit Balls? That was an album, right?
Yeah.
Song, yeah.
It's a song.
A song.
Benoit Balls.
Benoit Balls.
They could just make magic out of anything.
I guess maybe there was a song about it had lemmings in it.
It was called Lemmings.
Do you remember? Do you guys remember that one?
Yeah.
On Dude Ranch? Is it called Lemmings?
Yeah.
That song sucks, doesn't it?
I think I like that one.
It's a beer song. That is Burrito's beer song.
Love
it. For sure, beer song.
I don't know.
Got it. He delivered.
It never fails. If we ask you if you have a beer song, you always have a beer song.
You always
that's what
call
we like.
Out these songs.
He doesn't have beer songs. He only has songs he likes.
And I love
and
that.
And those
that's
are
so
beer
pure,
songs.
That's such a pure way to approach these.
And they are. It just so happens everything he likes is. Not anything anybody else has heard of from these very popular
it's never
artists.
A single.
Yeah.
Food truck fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the crazy one. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the crazy one. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price.
$9.95.
Best bring your appetite, because the crazy one has everything. No substitutions, no. Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the crazy one if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the crazy one from Booba Gets.
Abu gets, and I gets it, so get it.
Are you guys familiar with the Joe Walsh version of With a Little Help from My Friends?
Joe Walsh or Joe
Yeah, Joel Walsh is the missing kids guy, right?
Joe? No, that's a, I don't know, something Walsh. Frankie? No.
Isn't it Joe?
Joe Walsh is was in the Eagles.
Okay.
I got of death metal.
Are you talking about, what would you do yeah. if I sang out of tune?
Is that Joe Walsh?
I just stand up and walk out on me. The Wonder Years?
Yeah, it is Joe Walsh.
No, it's not Joe Walsh.
It's Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker. How could you forget a name like Cacker?
Cack.
Cocker, I hardly know. Okay, I'll see you guys later.
J-Mark.
It doesn't even matter if you hardly know. You'd cock it anyway.
Oh, no. J-Mark!
All right. Play the cute little Japanese music.
We have cute little Japanese music?
Yeah, don't we?
We insert it later.
No, it's right there.
You know, Slam Citizens, Burrito's always dreamed of being a Japanese shrine caretaker. Despite not being Japanese and recently caught skimming the collection basket for his own personal supply of sacramental wine. So grab your prayer requests and loose change. We're offering these headlines up to the tree spirits. This is Burrito's Nippon News.
Segment. Suck my dick and eat my ass until I bleed all over mommy's couch.
Hell yeah. This first story here is kind of an update.
Oh, wow.
Talk about it, Burrito!
I think y'all remember the little voodoo dolls that were getting nailed up to the trees in different shrines with Putin's on them.
Like oh, Jesus, yeah. Like little Japanese Jesuses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was putting a curse.
What happened there?
Well, they found him. It was a 70-something-year-old guy.
Oh, they found the dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So he didn't really, like, he went in.
Why is he getting charged? I agree with him.
Yeah, apparently one of the trees that he nailed it to private property.
Mm.
And so.
It was a magic tree.
Yeah, this was a.
The giving tree.
Apparently was vandalism, is what they got him on.
He was trespass. Oh, he was.
Yeah.
What?
It was someone else's property. OPP.
This is, I mean, they're being.
Pedantic.
They're being pedantic, dude.
Maybe the guy was maybe it was Putin's property.
Oh shit, dude.
And Putin's just like, no, you can't be doing that.
Damn.
Yeah, so
he goes all the way to the top, huh?
Uh-huh. So but they caught him at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. But for the curse to work.
Oh, he's 70. He's retired.
Well, yeah, but for the curse to work, it's supposed to be performed between 1 and 3 AM. So maybe that's why it hasn't worked yet.
Ah, that's why Putin's still around.
That's why.
Oh, he didn't do it the right time?
He mixed up his AM and his PM.
That's what it was.
Oh, no.
That's probably
you know, now
what
that I'm
was.
Thinking about it, I'm looking at this. It's not that magic doesn't exist. It's that other thing. But here's some comments from people. He's a lot older than I expected the person behind this to be. Actor age. That guy must have a lot of free time on his hands. 72-year-old, shouldn't he know better? What I like about this is that he's actually just being an activist. He's saying Putin sucks and I'm going to... And but I like that this culture hates activism.
It so really
that,
does.
I agree with them now, dude.
Look, if you're trying to keep the status quo,
yeah, Japan, I love the status quo.
Japan still has fax machines.
I love that.
And you have to fax documents in.
Hell like, yeah.
And floppy disks. Their whole government runs on floppy disks.
That's awesome. I'm going to Japan. I love what the status quo.
Straight from Japan mines.
Speaking of shirtless Putin, your search for free to use photos of buff. Shirtless Japanese dudes in a hotel is over. You guys like using stock photography?
We have to.
Always, you have to sometimes.
We're just out here.
Well, there's a whole website or industry
bevy
around. It's called Muscle Plus, and they have stock photography.
That's a great name.
Muscle Plus.
Of just dudes shirtless doing things. And their most recent photo dump is called Hotel Macho. So it's just these dudes in a hotel doing things.
Brian had to take off the shades.
I took off my shades for this.
Get up close.
Okay, so it's two guys. One guy that has like
titties.
I was going to say it's been going on for 2 years. They launched this service 2 years ago. So it's going strong. Everyone loves these stock photos, I guess.
Okay. This one, the lighting not good.
No, it looks like a cell phone picture.
But the rest of them are good, you know, in terms of muscly Japan guys.
I feel like if you use this in anything, people are going to recognize it.
Yeah, and I feel like there's a very limited use, mostly gay stuff, right?
You can do not gay stuff.
Oh,
funny.
For women? Yeah. Oh, for funny things?
Just funny things. You know how you can show dicks and stuff in movies now because dicks are funny?
Yeah. But this is... This is gayer than showing dicks, right?
Muscle dudes gayer than showing dicks? Like straight up dicks?
Yeah. I don't know.
Say it out loud again. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think you can
show dicks in Japan.
No, you can't.
Unless they're mosaiced out.
You still in?
Oh, going to Japan?
Yeah.
Might be out now. I hate activism more than I... Wait, I like hate activism more than I like seeing dicks.
So you're still in?
It's like God's vagina.
What about dick activism? It's kind of your Venn diagram.
Oh, no. I don't practice Sanrio.
Yeah, speaking of dicks.
I ain't got no crystal ball.
Sanrio's 2022 popularity rankings are in. Do you guys like Sanrio? You know,
are they ranked the characters?
Apparently, it goes.
Is number one?
There's one every year.
Hello Kitty.
Well, no.
They do actually. a ranking.
Yeah, they do like a survey.
Hello Kitty is a Sanrio.
Yeah, Hello Kitty is Sanrio. There were 26 million people who voted in this poll.
That voted?
Yeah.
Wow. That seems like a lot.
Yes, that's more votes than the population of Australia, as according to this this article here. Yeah, so I'll give you the top 10.
More Please. People voted number 10 than this.
You don't
want to
let us guess? Oh, man, I was going to say Tuxedo Sam was number 10. I thought we were playing a game.
I'm sorry. Where do you think Hello Kitty fell?
All right, the news number
Hello
9.
Hello Kitty is in the top 10. Where do you think?
I think she's at number 6.
Ooh, she is number 6.
Oh, look at that.
I'm sorry, I can't let this stand.
This charade, dude.
Gemini is looking at the list right now. Oh. I hate to knock you out, dude, but
you
I just.
Fucking nerd.
No!
I'm sorry, dude.
I can't do this to Bruno. I can't do this.
It's dishonorable, dude.
Damn.
Who's this number one, Burrito?
Yeah,
No,
let's just go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come on.
Yeah. I have no idea who any of these are except Hello Kitty.
What I'm really sad about, though.
Number one? That's who I voted for.
So, nice.
Yeah.
She got 2. What?
So the
8
interesting thing
almost 2.9.
I started collecting when she came out.
Hangyodon.
Is Karopi's dead?
No! No!
Hangyodon has made his first bad Bats Maru.
Say what?
Top 10 appearance in 34 years.
Wow. I didn't even know he existed.
Me either.
Hangyodon?
Hangyodon. Yeah.
He looks like a damn platypus.
Yeah, he's a little aquatic thing.
Platypus meets Tommy
Pickles. I don't know exactly
Pickles.
What he is.
Sorry, call this.
Hangyodon.
Man, Hangyodon on my face, please, sir.
I think he's a fish of
platypus.
Some sort.
Platypus.
He's
the shape of water.
He's the shape of water guy.
But I'm really sad.
As a baby.
I'm really sad because Gudetama, who's my favorite Sanrio
character. Yeah, as a baby.
I haven't thought of that. Look at his feet.
He plays 16th.
16th?
16th,
Small
man.
Potatoes.
How many Sanrio characters are there?
I don't know.
450.
Kind of
450?
Wow.
Some might say too many.
Karimi-chan, the newest one, which is a sliced salmon, like a salmon steak.
Yeah. Not a salmon, but like a killed salmon.
A salmon.
Yeah. Oh, man.
They placed 19th.
That's their version of Hamburglar.
So it's got to be at least 19.
Wow. Those stores
Brand
still
new
exist,
and came
right?
out as 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sanrio stores still exist,
Sanrio.
Right?
Oh, yeah. That's
yes, crazy. I believe they do. At
That's
malls.
Crazy that
it's
you
the
can,
only thing left on the mall.
That you can run a store on this set of characters and stickers and bullshit. That's
How much
crazy.
Do you think it costs to make one Hello Kitty, you know? And then the markup's
Which one?
Crazy on these. Just Hello Kitty, one Hello Kitty doll.
I don't know, a dollar?
I got a write in real quick for your friggin' Burritos Nippon News.
Yeah.
Survey picks thin as second least attractive body type for Japanese women.
Thin?
They want thick over there, dude. Thick
Probably.
Is across the pond.
Because thick is
hijacked by Brian in the helicopter.
Oh.
What are these body types?
Slightly plump is the best, which is true. Medium build's the second. Slightly thin's third. Plump is the fourth. So you got to be, and then fat is the last. So you can't be thin or fat, which is, I don't mind thin, but the fat is correct. They are correct about that.
Down. Yeah.
Monkeys out
that
of
is the least.
What are they defining as thin, though? I feel like all Japanese women are thinner than
probably like
than your American
100.
Average American woman.
Under 100.
I don't know. Yeah. What's the hip to waist ratio? Is it different? In the
I don't
Asian
know, it's
countries,
be a ratio thing. They have long torsos.
Does. What's that?
Long torsos.
I don't mind a long torso.
A ginormous clits.
Do they really?
You might think it's a dick.
Yeah. If you think it's a dick, just keep going, dude. It's, it's just a big
clit. You'll
find
the vagina.
That's what she's telling me.
Come from somewhere.
Monkeys out of the bottle, man.
Well,
wild that thin is so low.
I know. They're just sick of it.
I guess so.
It's old hat.
Right. Let's get some newness out here.
Let's get some slightly, let's get some
slightly plump.
So who's your favorite character? Ajitama?
Guditama.
Yeah.
He's a lazy chicken, egg. Right?
No. He's just an egg. He's an egg yolk.
Like Sheldon?
Like young Sheldon?
No, Sheldon from...
Right.
Garfield.
Chicken Little?
Yeah.
No, he's just
no.
a yolk.
If Sheldon's shell cracked and he wasn't a chicken, he's just the yolk part.
What?
He's just
yeah,
the yolk. It's
That's
funny.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. You're right.
The yolk is his face?
The yolk is
his
him.
Whole body.
So you tell me he has egg on his face?
Oh, man.
Egg on my face, dude.
Whoa.
That was Burrito's Nipo.
No.
No? No. No egg on his face, he says.
Hey, take that, Cho. Some yes.
Ooh. Last night, I awoke in a sweat. The cravings arising from deep within my loins. The salty taste of her belly. Her humid heat warmed my tongue. The soft crunch of that corpulent panzita. Oh, where was I to find a greasy slab of fat to satiate such forbidden desires? Then, I remembered Thickum Farms Country Bacon.
Well, howdy, y'all. I'm Jimmy Thickum, President and CEO of Thickum Farms. We farm-raise our Triple C standard hogs to be the thickest and the quickest. All greased up and ready to go. Well, I start every morning with the slickest, thickest trim, fresh from the hog. When you need a slice to fill you up nice, get them arteries pumping and those veins are popping. Thickum. Thickum Farms.
Thickum Farms Country Bacon is available at the Thickum Farms booth at the Slam City Farmers Market every Saturday and Sunday morning. Not recommended for children under 18 or women who are nursing or pregnant. Side effects include, but are not limited to, sore jaw and fingers, itis, and erections lasting longer than 4 hours.
Ooh, come to Papi Cerda Gorda.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through our contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scram! Da-dum. I said split! Da-dum. Shake the scene, you turkeys! Get out of my house! Da-dum. I'll see y'all tomorrow. Da-da-da.
Is that too much?
Hit 'em up!